It was so hot, and then, of course, I went last Wednesday to record that song for Jason. I mean, on the day of his death, right? That day, it is so gray. It is raining. It's like the seasons change, remember? It was so gloomy. And then, of course, as soon as after that day passed, the sun came out
Isn't
again.
that weird?
It is weird. It
I
was
thought
weird.
about you. I didn't want to text that morning, and I thought about you all throughout the day, and I was
I
also
got
sending
your
Clarita.
message.
I know you did. You sent that response, but I didn't send it till late.
I know, but it meant a lot.
But you had been on my
you.
Mind the whole week and through that whole day, even though I sent it late.
Did you hear the recording?
No.
It's very ethereal. It came out very like, it just different.
Really?
I think because George likes that synthesized sound of voices, the
oh yes.
So when I hear it, I just go,
yeah. So you like it too, though?
For that song, I don't normally think I would like it, but it really fit for that song.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was good.
And you know, I shared the song on a forum that were for people that have lost children, you know, like I want to share. So I think it was really special to do that.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah, because it came out, you know, I think it came out really nice. I did some voices.
Great.
I added some extra voices.
Oh, you did?
For me, that's new.
That is completely new. I mean, I don't know about, you know, 30 years ago when you did it.
Yeah, I used to do stuff like that, but I'm not that confident in it. But George was good because I kept saying, what melody? And he would hum, and then it took me like 10 times to get it in my head.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
For the harmony to sing?
Yeah.
Or,
it was more like an over voice at the very end, you know, and I say, it's blowing. Ooh. Kind of like that.
Oh, wow.
So I'll play it for it. I brought my little speaker. We can do that after.
God, that's I didn't even think about, you know, how you feel about the recording you were doing that day. I was so busy thinking that you
about so
you
cool.
doing actual recording.
So cool. What a song to do on a day like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been through that day 19 times. So,
you
know, it's not, it's just still, it's difficult. But you know what? It's what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's great. What a way to spend it.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't sing last night, but you sang this weekend a lot. How's your...
My singing this weekend was good. I think Friday night was great. I just, you know, there is no room for ego. There is no room for feeling, you're putting yourself out there. So it's so funny. That song, Saying Goodbye, must be my curse. Because I got two things that happened with that. One was a friend of my husband's came, and he likes the song. And he and my husband came over to me after and said, you cannot strum that song. When you strum, the guitar is so loud, it hurts your ears. And then my voice, I'm trying to, you've told me, you know, I have to only finger pick that song. So I'm finger picking that song and singing it on Sunday. And there's this really nice man and he's in the audience. And it was so quiet. Everybody's reading. I don't even know if they're listening to me. There may be like 25, 30 people. And this guy's like talking to me while I'm performing. I kept chatting with him about bread songs. And so I finished that song and he goes, nice song, but can you lower it? And I said, can you lower it?
Really?
And I said, okay, I had my capo on the third fret. So I pulled it down to the first fret. And I said, tell me how this sounds.
You did it right then.
I did it right then. So I sang so few words. He goes, yeah, that's so much better. Now I can hear you. So
that's
weird. It was weird. It was like, I'm being told again, lower your voice. He says, yeah, that sounds better. That's more like your speaking voice. Enter the Guitar Center on stage site with Keith Urban. You can win.
Oh, yeah.
So I entered it.
I think I saw that.
I entered Crystal Oceans.
Oh,
I like that song.
Oh.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm going to start entering some competitions just for the heck of it. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. No. It's,
I mean, it's
great.
Fun. I love my recordings. I think that I spend time this week. I'm going twice a week now. It's costing me. But I'm starting to like create portfolio. I call them portfolio, like an art. In music, it's like these songs I've recorded in 3 to 4 hours, and that's it. We're done. We move on, never to go back. And they need work. They need, first of all, to be mastered for a CD. They need an ending and a fade out. And so he was working on Crystal Oceans, which had one little fix, but he added two more instruments. He made it sound amazing.
Oh,
it
wow.
just changed. It made the song like go from a B to an A.
Oh, God.
So I need to do that with all of my songs. Real quick, I'll show
like
you those
though,
other
like
two that I have the melody, just because it's so much fun. It's so exciting
have,
to
like,
share.
A
Wait,
minute.
1 minute? Okay,
yeah.
I'll just hum it. It's so pretty. It's so pretty. This one is...
See you again, waiting for nothing. I was but I love that, because that sound.
You should see me. Oh, that's nice. Very nice.
I know, I love that melody.
Yeah. This the whole thing was nice.
Has a great verse also. I don't have a great chorus. This one is so romantic. This is the original key. I played it, and I'm just singing it down an octave. It might have been. I just love that intro. Okay, so. It might have been the very first time we kissed, lightly sprayed by an ocean mist. My mind was in a I remember just how shy you were. It might have been. Isn't that pretty?
Oh, that's beautiful. I love the guitar too.
I know, it's going to be good.
So I love that. Fun. Love it up there. Do you like
I'm
that?
I'm having fun.
Oh, that's beautiful. So these are the two new treasures in a
new
sense,
treasures,
right?
And I just don't have a good chorus. I'm playing with it, but I will get something.
What a fun goal, though.
I'm having a blast. Hey, if I was only getting paid. Yeah. You know what? This has got to pay off, huh?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I have too many good songs.
Too many good songs. Too much work. Too much progress.
Yeah, too much progress. Yeah, you know what? When I think about it, I'm not in a hurry because I know where it's going. It's going somewhere great, because if I could come this far this fast, what's going to happen in 6 months, in a year, you know?
And though you're not in a hurry, you've still been moving very quickly.
I know.
You know?
Well, that's
very
what happens when you're obsessive.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
Soul sister.
Exactly right.